Springfield's Rock Station, Q102. Brock with you here, and I have a killer guest on the phone with me right now. You know him from such bands as Stone Temple Pilots, Velvet Revolver, now his current project, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. Scott Weiland, how you doing, man?
Doing great.
Good, man. Well, hey, thank you so much for taking the time. Well, let's just start off with the first basic question, the Wildabouts. How did the Wildabouts form? How did this band get started for you?
Well, the original version were guys that were part of my backing band during Happy and Galoshes. Mm-hmm. And so I've been playing with them for about 9 years. Our drummer, I had to let him go because he had too many conflicting other gigs. Mm-hmm. And then Jeremy, my main collaborator, our guitar player, passed away the day before our album came out. Mm. And so we had to go through auditions and find another guitar player. But we did find someone who was great on guitar. His name's Nick Mayberry. And we got the best rock drummer in rock and roll now, and that's Joey Castillo from Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, which is definitely an amazing guy to have hitting the skins. Now, you guys released your first album 2014, and it was called Blaster. Was it a different approach with this band and this sound? What was kind of your take going into making that record, Blaster?
Well, it was definitely a different sound. You know, I didn't want to have typical, just straight ahead guitar distortion, like Marshall distortion. I wanted to create a sound that was ours.
Well, obviously, you guys know what you're doing because the album kicks ass, and I know a lot of people were vibing on it, man. Now, again, with the Wildabouts, and of course, your start with STP, Velvet Revolver, you've played with a lot of artists. And I think that could probably be tough on a creative side and trying to find a good rhythm with people, trying to find a way to mesh with one another. What do you think are the key elements to meshing with different players on different albums looking for different sounds?
Well, you just have to have talented players that are unselfish and are willing to work together for the greater good of the band. Mm-hmm. And I think we have that now. And, you know, we definitely had that with Jeremy, him being my main collaborator, like I said. But we've got it with Nick now, too. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be going into writing sessions in January to make a new album as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Kicking off 2016 with some fresh stuff. Scott, when did you know you wanted to be a musician, and when did you find your voice? I always find that interesting to see when, because being a front man, you're in the spotlight, everyone's looking at you. When did you find out you wanted to do that?
Well, I had always sung in choir since first grade all the way through high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I played sports as well, so that was always kind of an interesting dichotomy. I formed a band when I was when I just turned 16 with my best friend. He was a guitar player that had played in punk rock bands with his older brothers and his older brother's friends, and we decided we wanted to form a band. And I knew a drummer whose girlfriend was best friends with my girlfriend in high school, and so we used to practice in my parents' garage. And shortly after that, I stopped playing sports and focused on just writing songs with my band and playing out live. And that's when I knew that that's what I really wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, it worked out. And I mean, that shows in the amazing career that you've had. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to play my favorite Stone Temple Pilots song. We'll have more with Scott Weiland in just a little bit. But first, STP, Sour Girl. It's Q102.